Hey, you guys are saying scientists say we can't do time travel?
Yeah.
Honestly, in my opinion, I think they probably have found a way to do time travel. They're just not going to open it up to the public. So it's probably just some big conspiracy like the Roswell and all of that. So they probably have all that you need and everything, and they know how to do it, and they've already done it. But also, if you were to think about it, if someone goes back in time and actually tells someone that they came from the future, they go straight to a mental institution anyway.
Yeah, well, you'll tell. That's the number one mistake you wouldn't make. When you time travel, don't tell people you're from the future or the past.
Yeah.
And I think probably now they have the technology. I mean, might not have it, but they have a basic idea of what they need.
Yeah, they just don't want us to know about it.
Because I guarantee sometime in the future, with all the crap we're going to come up with, there's got to be a way they're going to do that.
They just think it's too unethical for the common man to be able to just go into any Walmart and hook up to it like they do the blood pressure machine?
We came from using rocks that look like wheels as wheels to cars and cell phones and everything. I wouldn't have a doubt in my mind we couldn't come up with something else. Now they're talking about inhabited moon. Well, I'm sure they can do time travel.
Well, let's go round us up some scientists and interrogate them.
I think we should.
All right. Yeah. Clear your calendar, everybody. Let us know the date that works best, and we're gonna go get some answers from these scientists.
I'll bring the hedge clippers.
I'll put in some leave from the Army, and we'll make a trip of it.
All right,
I'll bring some friends. You bring some friends.
All right, we're on top of it.
All right.
See ya.